You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we're speaking with Laura Roser, the author of Your Meaning Legacy, and founder and CEO of Paragon Road, the leading company in meaning, legacy, planning, or passing on non-financial assets such as values, wisdom, and beliefs. Laura, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you, Eric. It's a pleasure to be on.
And you're more than welcome. Good to have you. So tell us, for those that aren't so familiar, what is legacy planning?
Yeah, so legacy planning has a financial side and a non-financial side. So usually for the financial aspect, we're talking about, community sorts of things. So money that you're passing on to charity and all of that. And how you are furthering your impact on the world from a financial side. But what we do with our company is we deal with the non-financial side. So this is your vision and your principles and your values and what you would like to pass on to not only your community, but also your family and your loved ones.
And Laura, taking that further, what inspired you to start Paragon Road and provide legacy planning services?
Yeah, sure. So what inspired me was an insurance salesman, actually. I had this meeting. I'm an entrepreneur. Several years ago, I started up a marketing firm, and then I had a real estate investment firm. And anyway, what I started doing is going around and talking with these different financial advisors about my own situation, just because I wanted to figure out how to organize my own finances. And I ran into this guy who said, we have a process to help you pass on your wisdom and your values to your family. And this was something I hadn't heard before, and it was really interesting. So anyway, so I went to meet with this guy, and he went in this shiny, beautiful conference room with the conference table, and he handed me this sheet, put it down on the table, and basically on the sheet it asked me to list my values. And I looked down at it and said, isn't there more than this? I thought you said you had a process to pass on your wisdom. And he said, oh no, this is pretty much all we have. And then he proceeded to try to sell me a whole life insurance policy. But what this did is it planted this idea in my head, which is that, most people don't think about this. Most people don't think about the non-financial side of their legacy. For most people, it just is, they buy their life insurance, they set up their trust, and make sure that their financial assets are passed on. But what about the wisdom? What about processes that you've learned about managing wealth or about managing your business or just family stories and your family heritage? All of this is very important to pass on to your family because this forms the foundation of their beliefs, and this is how they create their own, their own reality or their own life. And so what I started doing is I started interviewing everyone possible about, legacy planning, how it works, and what's important, what makes for a great legacy. And what I found is that there was no company that had exactly what I was after in terms of passing on my own wisdom or, passing on my own legacy. And so that's what got me started, is basically, looking for what I wanted to pass on my legacy and not finding it, and then creating a company to fulfill that need.
Yeah, it certainly does make a lot of sense. Now, why is it important for an entrepreneur to have a meaning legacy plan?
Yeah, sure. So, I've been an entrepreneur for many years. I mean, almost since I, you know, can remember. I started, you know, 16 years old making websites for companies, and, you know, had my first, I guess, official company when I was 21. And I kind of know that mindset of the entrepreneur. And what happens, at least what happens with me, and what happens with a lot of people, is that you get very, very focused on that goal, right? So you get very focused on building up your company, and it takes a certain amount of focus, but what starts to happen is you start to lose perspective. So at least for me, I started to kind of lose, you know, everything started to become about the financial side of life, and I started to lose perspective on the other aspects of life. And there was this study done by Laura Nash and Howard Stevenson. They wrote a book called Just Enough. But what they found is they interviewed all these executives, and they found that they had a similar experience to me. So basically, they did really well financially, but they felt like they were lacking their relationships, their family connection, work-life balance, and their own personal or character development. And so what a legacy does, or having a legacy plan, is it allows you to have that perspective. So it allows you to have a more holistic view of what your life represents and then what you want to really pass on from a philosophical point of view. Because, you know, business can get pretty empty if it's only about making money. And so if you can start to look at how you actually are affecting the world and people around you, and then what really matters to you, you know, what's going to matter at the end of your life, what's going to matter throughout the process, throughout the journey. It's those relationships with your loved ones. It's your personal growth. Those sorts of things need to be taken into perspective. Otherwise, it's really easy for them to become lost.
Absolutely, for sure on that. Today we're joined by Laura Roser, the author of Your Meaning Legacy and founder and CEO of Paragon Road, the leading company in meaning legacy planning, or passing on non-financial assets, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Laura, can you give us some specific examples of how legacy planning helps business owners?
Yeah, sure. So, one example is, in my book, I talk about writing a personal legacy statement. So that's basically a statement that says what kind of legacy impact you want to have on the world, and how you want to grow from a, you know, personal standpoint. So meaning how you want to apply your principles and grow within your life. So what I've seen, though, is it's really interesting. When I started writing, when I wrote my own legacy statement, and others have told me the same thing, what starts to happen is you start to, the principles within your statement start to sort of guide your life. And so you start to automatically make decisions that are in alignment with those principles. And so so as you're doing business, as you are, you know, dealing with your family, you're moving more and more toward that ideal self. Another example is in my work, I've interviewed all kinds of people. So, you know, multimillionaires, business leaders, philanthropists. And one guy that I spoke with, he's the CEO and the founder of this multi-billion dollar aerospace company. But what he told me is he said, some people go to church on Sundays, but for our family, family dinners are sacred. And so, you know, for him, that was the most important thing, because he had predefined that his family, that even though, you know, his business was very demanding and he could probably spend all his time doing that, his family was incredibly important. And so making time, carving out time every Sunday was something that took precedence over everything else. And so it's those little things, it's those daily choices or weekly choices that really make the big difference and add up to a life where by the end of your life, you have either a close family or one that is completely disjointed because you ignore them and, you know, focused on your business. So it's small things like that. Another CEO that I spoke with, so the way that he is kind of spreading his knowledge or affecting the community is he actually spends time with boys, so like at-risk youth. He and a bunch of executives go out and teach them how to fish. And he said that it's a great way to connect in with his childhood and then teach them. But I mean, really, it's about discovering what really matters to you and how you can affect other people, and then doing that in a way that that feeds your soul. So not being completely focused, or having your business efforts or your personal efforts affect those around you in a positive way, and not necessarily for monetary gain. Of course, you want monetary gain within your business, but you're on a journey, and your journey is to not only make a lot of money, but also to build a life that is fulfilling and positively impacts other people.
Certainly some good real-life examples there on backing up the importance of having a meaning legacy plan in place. Lastly, and in conclusion, what are some tips to get our listeners started with developing a great legacy?
Yeah, sure. So I talked a little bit about legacy statements. I actually have three main tips for you. So the first thing is I would recommend writing a legacy statement. Now, I have on our blog, we have some examples of legacy statements. In my book, I have a process, and if we had more time, I would actually go into that process. I believe we also have it on our blog where people can check it out for free. But write a legacy statement that says what you want to be, and this isn't about business goals necessarily. It's more about the kind of character that you want to exhibit and how you what kind of role you want to take with your family, with your friends, with the community, and on a personal development level or a spiritual level. So that would be the first thing, to write a personal legacy statement. The second thing is to make sure to document important moments. So if you're not documenting important things as they come up, so, you know, certain memories, times with your children, things that were really impactful in your business, those things will fade, and they will fade very, very quickly. So make sure that you document them so that you can have them as something that you can refer back to and pass on to your family. And then the final thing is to take steps to ground yourself. So you want to ground yourself in your principles that you've created. So, you know, this can be reading your personal legacy statement on a regular basis. It could be reading books that align with your values. I mean, anything ranging from philosophy to religion to art, whatever kind of turns you on that can ground you so that you can connect with your values and your principles. So those would be my main three tips.
Well, Laura, it certainly has been good to have had you, and really some good information here per your expertise. And again, supporting the reasoning and the importance of having a meaning legacy plan in place. And certainly appreciate your expertise and your help in these regards. So how can listeners get further information, be in touch with you, and pick up your book, Your Meaning Legacy?
Yeah, so our main website is paragonroad.com. And a couple of things. What I'd recommend is on that website, we have a link to our magazine, and it's a free magazine. And it offers tips, and every issue has tips on how you go about creating a great legacy and also passing it on. So definitely get your subscription, just, you know, sign up. Like I said, it's free. And then there's also information on my book there. My book is called Your Meaning Legacy, and it's available on Amazon in print and in ebook form. And all the information is on my website at paragonroad.com.
Good enough. Again, Laura, thanks so much for joining us here today on the program. All the best, and thanks again for your time today.
Well, thank you, Eric. It has been a pleasure.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Laura Roser, the author of Your Meaning Legacy and founder and CEO of Paragon Road, the leading company in meaning legacy, planning, or passing on non-financial assets. And for further information, simply visit ParagonRoad.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.